behold Jesus, even as he sees us in himself. He is glorified. We are edified. Amen. Glory.
Exaltation with all. A very short exaltation that I tied to this is warfare.
This is what?
This is warfare. I will take it up again in some other teachings before GPLR. But this is warfare. And we are dealing with warring with laying on of hands and property in this session. Amen. This is warfare. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your Bible. You know, many times we don't think that that statement warfare is Christian. Amen. Someone says it's not Christian. No, it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, being born again sets you on a warfare. Hope you are hearing me. Being born again sets you on a warfare. Second thing. But not knowing how to fight. You know, the Bible is not against warfare. No. It's how you fight or what you are warring against. Hope you are hearing me. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul will say, after that, Ephesians 6. Paul will say, we'll wrestle not. The word wrestle there shows you a warlike mindset. Amen. He says, we'll wrestle not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Verse 12. He says, we'll wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So there's a warfare. Amen. Amen. Genesis itself opens us up to a warlike war. In Genesis 1:28, Jesus will say to them, God will say to them, he said to Adam, he says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. He now says, subdue. Amen. And have dominion. Those are warlike terminologies. Amen. So it sets us at war. Glory to God. But like I said, knowing who to fight and how to fight is important. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So, and it's important. And when we talk about warfare, it says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. So it shows you the warfare is against spiritual reality. Amen. So the warfare is not against individuals. Glory to God. We'll see how that shortly. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. So 1 Corinthians 12:1. This is warfare. 1 Corinthians 12:1. Paul would say, now concerning spiritual brethren, he says, I would not have you ignorant. Amen. Spiritual. So we said, when Paul says, I will not have you ignorant, he shows you that Paul is going to teach them about the spiritual. Okay, we're going to teach them about what? Spiritual. So it shows you a vital topic that must not be lost in the church when we are gathered is to teach about spiritual. Amen. Spiritual. We must not neglect spirituals or activities of the spirit. Or what? Activities of the spirit. Glory to God. We mustn't neglect these two. Spirituals and activities. They will be lost in this world. Right? So that means the things of the spirit are things that we should practice. The things of the spirit are things that we should do what? Practice. Sorry. They will be lost. Hallelujah. Practice. When they are not practiced, they will be lost.
Glory to God. They will be lost in this world. And it's not a joke.
Amen. So, and you know, during convention, some things are vital for us. We had words, right? Right? We had prophecies. Prophecies went out. Glory to God. People said words to us by revelation. People spoke to us by prophecy. Hands were laid on us. Glory to God. And those are prophecies and hands laid on us are activities in the spirit. Remember I told us activities in the spirit. I told us in contending for the supernatural. Now, these are activities in the spirit. Therefore, when we have activities in the spirit, right? When we have activities in the spirit, it therefore means, or in such kind of meeting, what we receive therefore is the fire of the spirit. We receive the things of the spirit. Hallelujah. What did you receive? The things of the spirit. Now look at 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19. 1 Thessalonians 5 19. Into 20. The activities of the spirit, the things of the spirit were received. It says, quench not the spirit fire. Or it says, quench not the spirit. A part of it is to say, rejoice forevermore, right? Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 19 now says, quench not the spirit. Did that? What is it? Quench not the spirit. Say, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Now the word quench there deals with fire. Amen. Deals with fire. So it therefore means there is the fire of the spirit and we have instructions in scriptures, a responsibility not to quench it. So when the Bible says quench not the spirit, it means you should, I should, we all should keep the spirit fire. We have a responsibility to keep the glow of the spirit. The glory of the spirit. We have a responsibility. It therefore means we can put out the spirit fire. Amen. Amen. So we have a responsibility to keep the spirit fire. Say, I have a responsibility to keep the spirit fire. I thought of that. Look at Leviticus quickly, chapter 6. Leviticus chapter 6, everybody. Leviticus chapter 6. If someone doesn't have a Bible behind beside you, share with the person. Leviticus chapter 6. Quickly. Look at verse 12. Leviticus 6, verse 12. Amen. Let's read together. It says, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. It says, what should not be put out? The fire. It says, the fire should not be put out. And the priest, can you see the word priest there? Can you see priest there? Amen. Today, who are the priests? The priest is not the guy wearing white garments doing some things inside the church. No, that's not the priest. The Bible says, you are a royal priesthood. Say, I'm a priest of God. It is God has made us kings and priests. Say, I'm God's priest. Say, I am God's priest. Hallelujah. So let's see the responsibility of the priest. Say, the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. We'll deal with all this from next week. Amen. Also, this is warfare. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat and the peace offering. Verse 13. Then the fire shall ever be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. What shall be burning on the altar? It says the fire. Say the fire. Amen. So say for me, I have the responsibility to ensure that the fire is burning. Hallelujah! You know, there's a song we sing, I'm waiting for your fire. It's waiting for God's fire. No. God is waiting for your fire. God is waiting for you to keep that fire burning. Amen. He stirs up that fire and then he needs you to keep it burning. So the priest has the responsibility to keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. To ensure that the fire keeps burning. Now what did he say to do in verse 12? He should make sure that there is wood every morning. So that means he puts the wood to burn the fire. That means I have a responsibility on God's fire. Amen. I have a responsibility to ensure that the fire is burning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So ensuring the fire is burning involves activity. The same way, not ensuring the fire is burning is also taking up activity that would make you not do the responsibility that keeps the fire burning. So that means I can take up activities that will quench the fire. The same way the activities that stirs the fire, there's also activities that quenches the fire. Hallelujah. There are activities that quenches the fire. You stop doing, so those activities take away the activities that should ensure the fire is burning. Glory to God. Like when I'm supposed to keep the fire burning, I'm watching my new ball. Amen. See, no matter how I like football, right? When football clashes with church time, I'll off football and go to church. I won't be watching ball and then church. And then I would leave church for football. No. Hallelujah. So when I take on such kind of activities, I'm quenching the spirit fire. Amen. So that means quenching the spirit fire is actually activity. Hallelujah. Quenching the spirit fire is me taking up activity. So like I said earlier on, during convention, we have prophecies, right? We have hands laid. Glory to God. So these are to put the fire of the Spirit. These are to get us impacted with the fire of the Spirit. When hands are laid, the fire, the things of the Spirit were impacted upon us. When prophecies went out, we saw direction from God's Spirit. We had revelation by God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Same way too, we can pick up activities that will quench it. Hallelujah. We can take up activities that will quench it. What's going on? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can take up activities too that will quench it. So, we have therefore a responsibility to ensuring that it keeps burning. See, I have that responsibility. To ensuring it keeps burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have that instruction. It's an instruction in the Bible. It says, quench not. It's an instruction. It says, quench not the spirit. It's an instruction. A very vital instruction in Scripture. It says, quench not. Quench not. Hallelujah. Get back to 1 Thessalonians. Let's see how we can quench it. How can we quench it? 1 Thessalonians. Remember I told us, is a teaching that, why what I'm teaching you today will deal on prophecies and laying on of hands. We'll get into this teaching proper next week. Amen. This is warfare. That's it. This is warfare. It's warfare. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5. Look at that 16. It says, rejoice forevermore. Come on, deal with it. It says, rejoice forevermore. It says, plus. When it says, prove all things, that's the word to judge all things. Right? Now, I've heard people that say the Bible says, even when they prophesy to you, judge it first. That's wrong. The word judge all things there, that word prove or judge all things, is the Greek word for approve. Amen. Approve all things. A wrong mindset to have is when the prophecy is told you, you are now saying, is it right or is it wrong? No. It's an approve all things. Hallelujah. Approve all things. Approve all things. Now it says abstain from evil. Hallelujah. When you use the word despite not prophesying, it means one way I can quench the fire of the Spirit is when I despise prophesying. That's what you talk about. Amen. Amen. One way you can quench the fire of the Spirit is when you despise prophesying. Hallelujah. You see that? See that? Exoneo. 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 Hallelujah. Now that word means to treat as nothing. To treat as not. The way you treat things less. The word exoteneo means to treat less. As insignificant. As insignificant. When you treat things without significance. Without significance, sorry. You find that word in Luke 18. Luke 18 verses 9. Luke 18:9. Let's get quickly to Luke 18 verse 9. Moving fast on it. Luke 18 quickly. Verses 9. It says, and he spoke this parable unto certain who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised. That's the word to despise. Amen. To despise. Luke 23 verse 11. It says, and Herod with his men of war set him as naught. What is? Set him as naught and mocked him. So that word means to mock. That word naught, that means they mocked him. Hallelujah. And mocked him. And arrayed him in his gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. This was Jesus. So that it means to mock. Despite not means mock not prophesying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You shouldn't mock it. How? Someone is prophesying to you, is speaking God's word to you. Right? And then you are mocking it. You are taking up activities like, you are mocking it. Sometimes those are activities you carry that quenches the fire of the Spirit. Just activities. Maybe because you don't like the person's face. Amen. Amen. Somebody is prophesying to you, and maybe the person who's prophesying God's word. You know, God's word will still be God's word. This is a person of diversity that is carried it. Whether you are white or black, whether you are tall or short. Amen. What do you mean? God's word will still be carried. Now somebody is talking to you, and maybe for example, and using this as an example, the person was now talking to you, and maybe the person forgot to brush his teeth when coming to church. But does it mean that what the person is saying is not God's word? It doesn't mean that, because his mouth is drinking a sweet smelling savour. Amen. Amen. You don't be doing that. Can anything? And it's not work. In your head is do go. It doesn't mean what the person has said is less of God's word. Hallelujah. That's what I told you. When you come to church, you don't judge people based on outlook. If you don't be based on outlook, then there's something wrong with you. In Saint Pavilion Church, we don't judge people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't do that here. We don't do rich class men. Glory to God. Amen. Rather than talking to you and you are perceiving smart collection, it's saying, cheap perfume. No. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If somebody is prophesying God to you, then the person, you are wearing see that. And wherein you are many servants to be receiving the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, look here, because he's not Babin Mohawk, but because it's Babin Mohawk, you are thinking it's Kanak. He cannot prophesy to you. No, that doesn't change anything. If you don't know what is Mohawk, don't worry yourself. Mohawk is one kind of Babin star. I just bab down like this. See, this guy is worthy. Amen. Amen. Or it doesn't have D.O. You know what is D.O.? Huh? Okay, don't know what is D.O. D.O. means back office. D.O. means back office. Amen. And that is giving you God's word. And you are receiving the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Let's put up our hands and thank God. Let's say, oh Jesus. Jesus, I love you so. Yeah, because you are in church, you don't want to, and I want you to know. You are despising the brother. Or you are despising the sister. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. He's not the brother or the sister. You are despising. At the same time, you are despising what is coming out from his own mouth. But now doesn't mean tomorrow you're coming for Holy Ghost meeting. You say, Pastor said we can come anyhow. I did not brush your teeth. No, you dress well. Right? Right? You dress well. You brush your teeth. There you go. Amen. Don't forget to scrub your tongue too, you know. Amen. Up of Jesus. Uh-huh. Glory to God. When you understand what I'm saying, when you despise it, you mock it. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Acts 4, verse 11. Acts 4, 11. The same word is used there. It says, the stone which was set at naught of you, builders, which has become the head of the corner. Hallelujah. To set at naught. To set at what? Naught. In Romans 14, verse 3 and verse 10 is the word to despise. Amen. How you despise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How you despise. To despise. Glory to God. How you despise. Take down these other verses. Like you read them at home. 1 Corinthians 1:28. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 4. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 9 to 10. Galatians 4:14. I'll take it again. 1 Corinthians 1:28, 6, 4. 2 Corinthians 10, 9 to 10. Galatians 4:14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the way not to treat prophecy is to treat it as what is not important. So how can I treat prophecies when I receive them? What is sacred? Prophecies are sacred. The things of the spirit are sacred in me. I can't see that. The things of the spirit are sacred in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The things of the Spirit. And the people of the Spirit. You know who have the people of the Spirit? Those who are born of the Spirit, you and I, right? They are sacred people. Glory to God. That's something for next year. Amen. How to treat one another. How to receive one another. We are sacred people. Sacred people. Amen. So we are sacred people. We are sacred people. The things in the spirit are sacred things. So prophecies are sacred. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So prophecies in the spirit, utterances in the spirit, hallelujah, they are sacred. So when there is someone prophesying to you, don't treat it as common. Don't treat it as common. So what's the first thing to do when someone is prophesying to me? I will get my recorder open. Right? I'll get my writing materials ready. As I'm recording, I'm writing it down. Why am I writing it down? Because it's sacred. But when you don't record it, it shows you are treating it as unimportant. If you leave your head, hallelujah, you forget what the person said. You can't remember what the person said word for word. Copy on me. So you miss them. So why would I ensure I don't miss them? I will write it down. Hallelujah. I will do what? I will write it down. So now during last convention, I'm not asking you to raise your head, your hands rather. How many of you wrote down what was said to you? How many of you recorded it? Amen. Amen. Okay, now let me even ask people. Let's see. How many of you wrote it down? Or you recorded it? Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Let's see those who did that. Let's see those who did that. Can you see? Put your hands there. Can you see those who didn't do it? That's how you treat sacred things. I told you, if my boss in the office calls me for a meeting, the first thing I do is to pick out my jotter and my pen. Oh, smart, I want us to have a meeting. Even yesterday, while I was preparing for a meeting, last night, he called me. I received a call from him, my boss. And he said, I want us to discuss this by Monday morning. Immediately, because I was writing in my notes, I quickly took it down. Yeah. Because if I rely on my head to remember, I will forget. That was in my notes, my church notes. Then, because that was what I had immediately then. That so that when I'm preparing for work tomorrow, those are the things I will write first in my notes. Then when I get into discovering, oh, sir, you said we should discuss X, Y, Z. What about me? Investment product, this product and that product. And whatever thing we are having conversation with, you would always read my, I have an office diary. If you open my office diary, you will see meeting with NG, the gate, and what I got it. So if I can treat that, nobody taught me to do it, but if I can treat that way, how much more the things of God? What are you hearing? So it would be foolish of me to be in a gathering where prophecy is being told, and I'm not looking like this, as who? Principal? Or as who? Head of state? No! Because you are going to forget. You can say you remember immediately, but if you don't get it down, you will forget it. So the first way of treating prophecy sacred is that I should jot it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you people something also very intelligent I did last time. I learned this, you know, the thing of the two things that we learn. Now listen and look up. Look up. Write down what you are writing. Now look up. I discovered something that over the years, right, when my pastor, Pastor, will call for a meeting, he lays hands on us. Right? So I discovered in February, when I was to lay hands on us, that I brought out my notes. And then as he laid that, he got to me, my notes was on my leg. As he got to me, he spoke to me. Amen. And was not, I wrote it down. So another intelligent thing like this was, just a few weeks ago, he called again for pastors. Which is, his pastors that were pioneers, myself included. So I came up. Right? That was his friend. Well, that is our father. So he came out. I came out. In fact, how I came out is something to write about. It's something to write about. I didn't come out. I ran out. You know, people will be coming out, will bounce in. I ran out. It's just for me. Amen.
There was a reason for that.
So, this time, intelligently, I carried my phone, right? And I put on the recording. It was important. But I needed to understand how to treat property. Now, listen and listen well. So, I discovered I was laying hands on people, right? Wasn't talking, I was just laying hands on them. But the moment it got to me, my audio, my recording was on. And I did it like this. God, I was not expecting hands to be laid. I was expecting words to go forth. So I believe by God's spirit, the moment he saw that I was recording, then he spoke into my ears God's word. He spent time and then he spoke God's word and then he laid hands. Those are intelligent things to do. So the moment I went back to my seat, I listened to it again, listened to it in the car, going back to my hotel. Amen. It has to be done in my spirit. We're not to treat it as nothing. Amen. Those are sacred things. So how I receive word, prophecy, shows how I'm treating it. Some of us might not even remember what I said to them when I laid hands on them and spoke God's word to them. I was looking at your face. I was saying it by God's word. Some of you just, yeah, it's falling down the path. There's nothing wrong with falling down the path. But words also went out. What about this? The words were much more what the laying on of hands carried. Hope you're following me. We'll get to see that shortly. Hope you are listening to me. Because the things of the spirit require intelligence. You can open the window. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to somewhere now. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. Everybody, 1 Timothy 4. Verses 14. It says, Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. Did you see that? Hallelujah. The gift that is in thee. The gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy and by the laying on of hands. Did you see that? Of the presbytery, of the elders. He reminds him. He said, neglect not. Did you see? He's writing to a pastor. He said, do not neglect it. That word to neglect there is where you have the word amelio. Which is to treat without regard. The way you treat things without regard. So no, don't treat prophecies without regard. Amen. Don't treat what you receive without regard. Direction without regard. Glory to God. How you treat things without regard. That was used 7 times in the New Testament Greek. I'll give you a few places where it's used. Matthew 22, verse 5. It says, but they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his machine. He said, they made light. That's the word light. To make light of it. To treat it as nothing. Without regard. The way you make light of it. No. So it means, how do you treat prophecy and laying on of hands? You saw it there. First Timothy, right? This was given by prophecy and by laying on of hands. So that means the things of the spirit were imparted. Amen. So the things of the spirit were imparted by prophecy and laying on of hands. You said you shouldn't neglect it. You shouldn't treat it light. Treat it light. As unimportant. You know when he said things like with a pinch of salt. Amen. You fall under the path and you just stood up and sat down. That means it started existing. You've treated it as, you didn't even think about it. You have treated it like. Amen. He didn't even think about it. He didn't even process it. He didn't even say what was said over my life. You are treating it as law. And it's a wrong way to treat the things of the Spirit. First, everybody, think about the words that were said to you during convention. And before convention, during contending for supernatural. Think about it. How many of them can you really remember? How many of them did you take down? How many of them can you remember? How have you been shooting prophecy? Hands are laid on you. You fall under the path. And 2 days later, you behave as if nothing was laid on you. Ah! God forbid bad things. I'll get there. You'll see. How can you behave that way? Hands were laid on you. And the next place you went to was to treat it anyhow. Anyhow. Imagine someone, for example, you are done with Friday session. With the whole things of the Spirit, moving of the Holy Ghost. This is the move of the Spirit. People rejoice. You fell on the path. And you close from convention Friday night. In the midnight, you were somewhere hanging and drinking, smoking. You have gone. Amen. Amen. You are the one who should be singing as Songo Ye Ye for. Just now. You'll be singing as Songo for you. Because you heard the thing of Israel and you dropped it down with 2 bottles. You should just be singing. In fact, that's why angels will be singing for you. As Songo Ye Ye. Yes, what a job. The keys of the Spirit. Now place it in all our things. You didn't even pray about it. You didn't even rejoice on your own about it. All your rejoicing during the convention period was in the convention hall. You didn't get home and just, woo! Oh, yeah, I received it. Nothing! Whether you sat down on Sunday to watch Man U and Asna. Oh my shoe. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Look at Hebrews 2:3 and Hebrews 8:9. Don't worry, I'm reading it out for you to see. Hebrews 2:3, Hebrews 8:9, 1 Peter 1:12. Read it. Even to treat things without regard. That means I shouldn't treat prophecy and the laying on of hands with as though it has no regard. Or I shouldn't treat it without regard. Amen. Amen. I shouldn't treat prophecy and laying on of hands without regard. I must have that importance to them. Amen. Glory to God. Look at the First Thessalonians. First Timothy 4. Again, verse 14. It says, neglect not the gift which is in the which was given thee by the prophet and by the laying on of hands of the word presbytery, which is the word presbytery where you have the word elder. Let you see, how do you not neglect it? Okay, follow again. How will you not neglect it? Verse 16. Let's do verse 16 together. Want to go? Come on. Verse 16 together. Want to go? Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them that thy profit may appear to all. That means if I don't meditate on it, if I don't give myself to it, it will profit me not. Amen. It says meditate. Meditate means I must put it in my sight. Glory to God. I must put it in my sight. I must keep it on my lips. Glory to God. I must mutter it. Hands have been laid on me. My life has shut. Oh, I received the word. of I receive the word that I'm growing, I'm fruitful. Amen. 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 So when words go out that way, like for the account of the seed, I told you, it's a year of ministry gift and ministering. Ministry gift and ministering. So that means, or ministry gift in ministering. That means, we are having the full expose, or the full expose of the ministry gift through every individual in church. It will be so massive, so that means we'll have more men involved in ministry. More men in acting in the office of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastoring teachers. Everybody will function in it. And not just us, many more people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if this is God's word towards us, what are you doing with it? Last year was the year of super, or this year rather, is the year of supernatural rain. How many of you will remember what it is in the course of the year? It says, meditate upon this thing. Upon what? Prophecies, right? Laying on of hands, right? Glory to God. It says, give yourself wholly to them. Give yourself wholly to them. I didn't say, I must apply myself to the prophecies I've received. I must apply myself to the hands that have been laid on me. So that the prophecy will appear. Glory to God. That the prophecy will appear. Amen. Put your hands here. Well, come here. You know that the prophecy will appear. I must keep the prophecy in my heart. Keep it in my sight. Keep hands laid on me in my sight. And meditate on it. Talk about it. It's my year of supernatural rain. It's not yet over. The year is not yet done, right? I believe it's my year of supernatural rain. Go and listen to that message. That's what we're listening to this week, everybody. Just supernatural rain. I explained it. Supernatural. What is it? What is it? What was the supernatural rain? What does it mean? Hallelujah. It's my year. That is the year of supernatural rain. So what is God doing in and through me this year? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put your hands there. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 6. He says it again. He says, I put thee in remembrance. Remembrance again. That is say in your thoughts. Right? Mortize. Glory to God. The word remembrance is from that Hebrew word, zakah. Zakah. Which means to mortize. To talk about it. Amen. I put thee in remembrance. That thou stir up. So that means I have a responsibility to stir up. That thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. By the putting on of my hands. So that means, what do I do with prophecy? I should stir it up. Hallelujah. Not to neglect it. I should stir it up. I should stir it up. I should bring it always to remember that, oh, on the 22nd, on the 23rd of November 2026, hands were laid on me for ministry gifts. Hands were laid on me to receive the gifts and giftings of the Holy Ghost like never before in my life. To function in the office of the apostle, in the office of the prophet, in the office of the evangelist, the office of the pastoring teacher, more effectively and with efficacy. It was laid on me. From 23rd of November 2025, my life has been changed. My life has been changed. That it will spring forth into the year of gifts, of ministry gifts and giftings. I'll function much more in it. You know, I'm saying it and I'm putting myself to remembrance. Hands are laid on me for this. Hands are laid on me for this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know why? Because contrary situations will always come. You know, in 2 Timothy, Timothy was facing hardship. When I mean hardship, he was facing persecution. Amen. There was persecution over the church or against the church in Ephesus. There were things happening around that was in opposition to God's word in Ephesus.
And what would Paul write to Timothy? He says, tell of the gift of God, which is indeed. Hallelujah. The gift of God, which is indeed. Which was given it by the laying on of my hand. That means I have a responsibility to tell it off. Why? Because contrary situations will come. God's word was spoken to you. To you. Hands were laid on you. But contrary situations will come that want to make you behave as though the hands were not laid on you. Contrary situations will always come. Hallelujah. Your hands have been laid on me. Hallelujah. Things can show up that look directly opposite to what was said concerning you. Glory to God. Glory to God. You didn't like it. You know, someone spoke to you, let you have a prophecy of light. Light is shining much more in this place. And then, all of a sudden, things become so worse that they had more things that were wrong in that location. What would you do? What would you do? Would you say, or you can't even remember that words were spoken to you concerning me? I say, I don't know what to do. This is my street. They are not smoking me too much. That means you treated prophecy as not. Because words were spoken to you concerning me, but you can't even remember. But here is Paul. Why did the Timothy say, I put this to remembrance. I put this to remembrance. So that means we must always have a place where we can turn into and say, oh, this is it. So I'm reminding myself what was said. That's the reason for the recording. Right? That's the reason for listening, writing them down again, and reading them again and again and again and again. And again. The fact that the word was spoken to you concerning the XYZ doesn't mean it's going to happen like that immediately. What are you hearing me? Amen. It doesn't mean it's going to just happen like that. I have a responsibility. You do. To ensuring that prophecy happens. Glory to God. Say, I have a responsibility. Say, I have a responsibility to ensuring that the fire doesn't go down. Hallelujah. Therefore, no, I'm talking now. Therefore, keeping the fire will involve activity. It will involve what? Say to involve what?
Activities.
Glory to God. He said, give yourself wholly to them. Give yourself wholly to them. Meditate upon it and give yourself to them. So I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to ensure that prophecies over my life comes to fruition. I have a responsibility to ensure that the prophecies over my life come to pass. You know, so that means when prophecies are given, I have a responsibility towards it. Prophecies to give us direction. Hallelujah. To me, then I have a responsibility over it. I have a responsibility to ensure it. That it comes to pass. I have a responsibility that I come out better with hands laid on me. I have a responsibility. Let's see someone that hands were laid on and how the person came out. Look at 2 Samuel. I'll give you a background. His name is Saul. King Saul. David anointed Saul. Sit up well. David anointed Saul. Now, to anoint 2 Samuel. To anoint 2 Samuel 1.
To anoint is today what we call to lay hands. Hope you know that. The way the anoint one is today to lay hands. Amen. To lay hands. So Saul was anointed to be king of Israel. But Saul lost it. He missed God. Amen. Saul missed God. He missed God. He corrupted that which his hands were laid on to do. Then look at when he was king. Look at what David said. I mean, look at what David said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll start from verse 19. It says, the beauty of Israel is slain upon the high places. How are the mighty fallen? He said, tell it not in that. He said, publish it not in the street of Ashkelon. He said, leave the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Leave the daughters of the self-sacrificed Zion. Say the mountain of Gibeah. Let them not do not that. Let there be rain upon you, nor field of offering. For the shield of the mighty is very cast away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. Hallelujah. As though he has not been anointed with oil. That means, inasmuch as oil or Saul was anointed, he came out badly. He came out badly. So David wrote and said, he died as though he was not anointed. As though hands were not laid on him. So that means I have a responsibility to ensure the hands that are laid on my head, I don't turn out badly. I don't turn out badly. Amen. Amen. I have a responsibility to ensure that I turn out well. With the hands laid on my head. With the promise gone out. I have a responsibility to ensuring that it turns out right. That I turn out right with them. Hallelujah. I have that responsibility. I have that responsibility. So that means there will be contrary opposite, there will be contrary views. There will be contrary things that want to stand against what I've heard. There will be contrary things. I want to make me think hands that were laid on me was nothing. But I have a responsibility to ensuring that I turn out well. Tell somebody I have a responsibility. As you have a responsibility to ensuring that we'll turn out well. With hands laid on us. With prophecy gone forth. Let's do it again. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Can you see that? Is it this target coming to Timothy according to the prophecy? Which went before on thee, that thou by then might war. Amen. A good warfare. Amen. So that means what we do in poverty, we'll go to war with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do we do in poverty? We'll go to war with it. Amen. What do we do with hands today? We go to war with it. So this is warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. So after convention is not when you go and sleep. After convention is warfare. Amen. What I'm going for, I must ensure it comes to pass. So what I'm going for, I must ensure it comes to pass. So when the Bible uses warfare, I want to talk about this today. And then we'll pick it up next week. I will explain what warfare is, what through scripture to us. But this time, not just about prophecy, Amen. Amen. So when the Bible talks about warfare, what does it mean? Say warfare. What does it imply? How do I war with prophecy? How do I war with prophecy? There is a warfare because there's always an opposition. Right? Right? Warfare is because there are opposition. I'll say it again. Warfare is because there are what? Opposition. 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 What are the oppositions? Oppositions that look at what he said to him. He said, holding faith. And a good conscience. So holding faith. Glory to God. Holding faith. If you go down to chapter 6, you tell him, fight a good fight. Amen. Amen. Fight a good fight of faith. Why that? Because there will be contrary, listen, there will be contrary winds. Contrary winds. That will come. There will be contrary winds. This will come. And I've already told you, contrary winds will come. It will come. But you must hold on to faith. Hold on to prophecy. Keep them in sight. Keep them in your eyes. Keep them in your mouth. No matter what, I will walk through. I will never forget the words that have been spoken concerning me. I will never. I will never. I told you that some of the things that we are doing in church today were things that my friends who spoke about years back. Not a joke. Who spoke about these things years back. Some of them were doing today. Talk about that years back. I didn't even understand how those things are going to happen, but we are doing it. Sometimes it just reminds me. When we talk, it will remind me. That's Mark. Remember, we said this one too. Amen. Amen. During our CRC this year, I spoke to him. He said, Master, get CRC going. I said, yes. Remember, I said that to you. I don't know. Remember, I said that to you. It won't go down. And the standard has not changed. Hallelujah. Before we started the church, you know, standard for CRC has always been standard for CRC. When we just hear God for that name, we just shout about it. That will not change. That will not change. We only got you better. That is all about rejoicing and carrying on the activities of the Spirit. Amen. What do I mean? And carrying on the activities of the Spirit. And here we are. Glory to God. Some of our words that we spoke about years back. Years back. Sometimes I hear things happen to me too. To me as a pastor. That will make me want to think again. I just remember what we said about. We spoke about. In the days of mighty opposition years ago, what kept me going were things we spoke about. Even though it was not in the contract at the time when it started, I knew we spoke about it. And I knew what to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I knew what to do. So, we're war with prophecy. So, in scriptures, when warfare is used, the tone of warfare, what is called warfare is strength. We'll explain that subsequently. What's called, so, it means, what do I do with prophecy? What do I do with laying on of hands? I walk with them in the place of prayer. So, how do I keep them in remembrance all the time? I pray over them. Amen. I pray over them. That's what I do. So people have prophecy that have been said to them that they never went back to. That they never went back to. Hallelujah. 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 But we are getting back on them. Hallelujah. Then we are getting back on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How do we ensure that our head has made on us, we turn up right with them, we're going to war with them. Paul will say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against power, against rulers of darkness in this, I mean, of this world, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. And I'm saying, in verses 18, if you're praying on me, is without prayer and supplication to the Spirit. And I will walk with these things. Hallelujah. Have a war with them. For there will be contrary winds. There will be things that will happen that might be happening in the world. They want to take your eyes away from the goal. Amen. Things will be happening in the world. Sometimes those things will have to deal with you yourself. Your feelings. Your attitudes. Amen. What do you do? I have to war with them. Go with the God. I have to do what? What would they with God's word? God's word says this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You war with them. You go to war with them. Tell somebody you go to war with prophecies. Say something, go to war with prophecies. Hallelujah. You know the wonderful thing about going to war as believers? I'm going to say it yesterday. I don't figure it out yesterday. In our warfare, we are not going to warfare to see whether we'll be victorious. No. We have been victorious before the warfare. You know, Jesus said, nothing can be enemies hurt you. Hallelujah. So we're not going to see whether we'll be killed. No. We are already victorious. Glory to God. So the warfare is we are warring with it. And this is what we are seeing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what we are seeing. We have seen the light in all the nations. So when people are talking about bandits killing people, you are not scared. Why? Why are you not scared? What I see is light even in the Lord. Hallelujah. What I see is light in Jones. What I see is light in Meduguri. What I see is light in Lobota. What I see is light in Benue. That's all I see. Hallelujah. I don't care. They're going to get. No! Okay, but I'm giving you an example. What have been spoken about your life that you are making through it. Amen. Sometimes people receive words concerning what you do in the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. During CRC, during Carrie's camp, somebody gave me a word concerning something in the natural and told me, I see this and this. In my natural, which is in my office space, he said, I see. He told me he sees a promotion and then a change of job. I held on to it. But he said that to me at a point where there were some things happening. So I held on to it. And that's all I see. I said, that's all I see. When I was hearing some funny news, I was just on it. Amen, that's all I see. But that means, even though there are news that are coming, no, there's a prophet that I'm going for. So I will get to pray with it. When I pray, I will put the prophecy up. Hallelujah. This is what will happen. Hallelujah. This is how we will come out. I remember my time, that was two or three years ago. I went to one of Pastor Shegu's meetings, Carrie's camp, with a mindset. I prayed about with a desire, not a mindset, with a desire. And I said, the way Pastor, that was 3 years ago. I said, the way Pastor Shegu teaches, as he lays hands on me, I will catch that fire. That's what I said. So I went with that desire. I prayed about it. And in that place, in that meeting, he called for us again and he laid hands. I just laid hands. You know what I said? I said, I caught it. That's what I said. And I kept praying that way. I kept praying that way. Amen. I have caught the preaching unction. No big deal. Glory to God. That's all I can say. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Have I not been teaching good? Have I not been teaching good? Amen. You did it. So that's what I went with it. I went with it. I said, the what is upon his life is upon my life. And I went with it. I went with it. Could you have laid hands on me? For that same purpose. For that same purpose. So I will walk with it. I will walk with it. What is upon my pastor's life is upon my life. It's upon my life. grace for the work is upon my life. So I'm going to war with it. When contrary oppositions come, I will stay warring with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God has upon his life is upon my life. I know how to handle things both in the natural and in the supernatural together. And none will flop. It's upon his life. It's upon my life. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. So I'm warring with it. And warring with it is not what you do once in your lifetime. Don't you do always. You do it 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 always. Hallelujah. You keep doing it. You keep warring with it. So I keep warring with it. So that means by next year, other prophecies come. I'll add it up. Hallelujah. There's more. So what am I warring with? I have more weapons. Hallelujah. To war with. After what? You know, I told you. After conversion, I'm going to teach you this maybe before next year's conversion or CRC. How to now do a phone divisor of them. That means I can look at all the prophecy I got and then maybe summarize it into three. Hallelujah. And that is what I will war with. That's what I will war with. This is what I'm warring with. Hallelujah. After a while, for 5 years, you can do a phone divisor again. This is what I'm warring with. This is what I'm warring with. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah! That no matter the contrary opposition, I will stay with what has been said. I will stay with hands laid on me. I will not turn out like Saul. No! I will say, and hands were laid on him. Oh, no, God forbid. Hallelujah! The hands that are laid on me, I will turn out well with it. The hands that are laid on me will produce fruit. The hands that are laid on me will produce the right result. The hands laid on me is what I want. Hallelujah. I'm better off. You know, the question is, why do believers fall for peer pressure? Because they have nothing they are looking on. I'm telling you the truth. Why do believers fall for peer pressure? Because they cannot see anything before. I used to say to your pastors, I said to people, I said, I'm the last person that can be under pressure. Pressure. From who? When it comes to the office, I can compete very well. But when it comes to the things of God, I won't. I'm not competing with anybody. It doesn't matter who wants to make me compete. Amen. Amen. I just said it last night now. Slow and steady. That's me. Lord of the truth. Slow and steady. Who get there? Who started that? This will get better. Amen. But say, I'm looking at another church. And I want our church to be like this other church. And copy, have what they have. Do what they do. And I'm the last person. When I'm doing that means I'm missing the mark. I told your pastors, we should know the things that when we begin to do, we know that we'll miss. I said to your pastor, we should know. We should agree on things that must not be found in our work. We must agree now. Before we get to 1,000, 10,000, 20,000. Amen. So when we see them, we say, Pastor, this one, we didn't agree. We didn't agree at all. I had to correct a younger preacher, last week. He just wrote on his status. I did not start the work of ministry after graduation. I started it 3 years ago. On his status. And I went to him. I just, replied him on his status. And I said, what is all this? I said, who is treasuring you? This is a slippery terrain for a young minister. It is a very slippery terrain. Who are you answering? Who do you want to look like a man of God? Even if they say started yesterday, the person said, let me say, to the doctor school, I started the work. I wanted to just show the person I started 3 years ago, and it's on your pastor's response. That you don't want to tell people this, that you have grown in ministry. So imagine I'm writing every year for my staff of 20 years in ministry. 20 years in ministry. How many of you noticed that I didn't say anything about it this year in August? I saw the memory, then I stayed away from it. and I'm not going to push it. There was just a reason. I remember them, who, you know, one thing you guys will know, you should know about me, that when I want to, when there's this ginger to put up something on time, that's when I will not put it up. I'm not a content creator. I'm not a content creator. I'm somebody who is leading others. And there are things I would not want to be found in my city, so I mustn't be the one to put it out. Hope you are with me. So when you see a believer in any cell, fall for peer pressure, he's not looking at the right thing. There is something he or she is now looking at. All my friends are now driving. All my friends are now driving Lexus 470. I'm still on Lexus 330. Who's pressuring me? Who? Somebody's pressuring me. Are you putting a little few weight on your shoulder? Amen. Amen. All churches are now doing, they are now doing online church. Who is pressuring you? Who? Nobody. It's because you are not worrying. It's because you have nothing as a guide. Hallelujah. Is it, the Bible says, is, look at how Peter will explain prophecy. He will explain prophecy as a light that shines in the dark place. Amen. What is prophecy? The light that shines in the dark place. That means there will be darkness. The moment I'm not loving with prophecy, it means I will be stamping in the dark, in confusion. So prophecy is a pathway. What are you hearing me? He says, the light that shines in the dark place. He says, till the day dawns. Till the day dawns. The day dawn means I see come to pass. Hallelujah. And the day star arises in our heart. That is to say, prophecy is what I war with till it comes to pass. So that means I have a responsibility to ensuring that prophecy comes to pass. You see? So, Peter will say, hold on to prophecy as a light. As a light that shines in the darkness. Hallelujah. As a light that shines in the darkness. Is it till the day dawn? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is it till the day dawn? And the day star arises in your heart. So that means we have a responsibility to deal with prophecy. So what are we prophecy? We have a responsibility to go to warfare with prophecy. Hallelujah. 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 So I have a responsibility to war with prophecy. I know how to deal with prophecy. I now know how to walk with prophecy. It's the light that shines in the dark places. See the day dawn and the day star arises in my heart. That's 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. 1 Peter 1:19. Till the day dawn and the day star arises in my heart. The day dawn. The day dawn. The day dawn. And the day star. Alright. Till it comes to pass. I won't lose sight of prophecy. Say till it comes to pass. I won't lose sight of prophecy. Say to me, come to pass. See the whole of Jehovah is taking. See the whole Anubisor is taking. See the whole of God is taking. I'll keep warning with it. I'll keep warning with it. Suddenly, sometimes you look at it, you are now making sure that people are now coming to church. After a while, people stop coming to church. No, don't lose heart. Amen. 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 People start coming. The next thing, the people you are bringing start running away. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You keep worrying. You keep worrying. Prophecy means it will come to pass. God's word has said it. I believe it. And God says it. Hallelujah. So that means when I see contrary things, I'll keep praying. There's a word of prophecy concerning this place. There's a word of prophecy concerning this church. Hallelujah. I'll keep warning with it. I'll keep warning with it. I'll keep warning with it. Hallelujah. I'll keep it alive in prayer. shall keep it alive in prayer. In prayer. Glory to God. So what has been said over your life? What have you said about your life? What have you said about your life in the place of prophecy? How is your name? What are you going to do with it this afternoon? What are you going to do with it this afternoon? You're going to look at it, or you're going to war with it? What are you going to do with it? Look at it or war with it? War with it? Are you sure? Be honest. You're not going to war with it. So that means hands can be laid on us and then we'll sit, and then people will see turn out like Saul. Say, God forbid. Not my life. Say, not my life. Hands have been laid on you since you joined church at several times. Right? 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 So what have you been doing with it? How many times do you remember those hands laid on you? How many times? How many times? Pray with it. Pray with it.